Greetings, everyone. This is Warren Carr from the Ice Free Forum, and today recording for the Inclusive Android Show. I'm going to be demonstrating to you how to enable the PC layout mode for the Google keyboard on Lollipop 5.0 on my Galaxy Note 4. Did I say Note 4? Galaxy S4. Sorry about that. All right, let's go ahead and get this started. I'm turning on my phone and turning on the screen. All right, let's unlock the screen. I'm going to turn down my speech rate here for a little bit so it makes sense to people. Let's turn it. Slow it down. I think I'm going to put this thing on normal. There we go. We got it on normal, and I'm going to hit the home key. All right, now step number one, of course, is to bring down our notification bar and go into our system settings. You can use two fingers and swipe down and then swipe down again, or use three fingers to swipe down and open up the quick settings. So I'm going to swipe down with two fingers.
Ongoing notification can be turned
and swipe down again. And now I'm going to go tap on settings. And my apologies, guys, I don't have the talkback sounds enabled because I can't stand those sounds. So now step number two, let's go down to language and input. Let's scroll up.
Accounts, language and input.
Tap there.
Language and input. Language, English, United States.
All right, so next we want to find a keyboard.
Personal dictionary. Keyboard, current keyboard, swipe, swipe plus dragon.
So swipe is my default.
Tap
I'm going
to
go down to Google.
Google keyboard, English, us.
Let's tap on that.
Current keyboard, Google keyboard, Google keyboard settings.
All right, so now we're in the Google keyboard settings. And let's go to appearance and layout.
Languages, English preferences, appearance and layouts.
Just tap on appearance and layout.
Tap to select appearance and layouts.
And here we have two options. We have the theme or the custom style. And so let's go
theme, material light.
That's if you want
to
change
tap
the look
select
of your keyboard. You want to make it look white, or you want to make it look blue, or whatever color it is. Let's see what we have just for giggles, shall we?
Theme.
Okay, under themes we have
material light.
There's material light.
Material dark.
There's a dark.
Hollow white.
Hollow white.
Hollow blue.
And the blue. Those are the only options we have. Four themes to choose from. So now I'm going to hit the back key. So here we are in this window
theme,
that has the theme and
custom input
the custom
styles,
input
German,
styles.
QWERTY, French, Q-W-E-R-T-Z.
So our next step is clicking on that custom input style. So I'm going to tap on that.
Custom input styles.
All right. So after tapping on that, we're in the next screen. And this screen screen brings up
German, QWERTY, French, Q-W-E-R-T-Z.
Okay, near the top right is an add style button, and we need to explore to that
German,
and tap on it.
Tap to select. Add style.
So add style,
tap
I'm going
to
tap on that.
Tap and hold. Alert add style. Language. Afrikaans. Layout. QWERTY. Cancel. Add.
Okay, after tapping on add style, we are presented with a dialog that has two drop-down boxes. The first one is a language selection, and the second one is a layout. And here we have the drop-down that says Afrikaans.
Drop-down list, Afrikaans.
So let's tap on that and
tap
go make our selection, shall we?
Alert language.
All right.
Checked, Afrikaans.
We got Afrikaans, and I want to put mine on the English US. So I'm going to...
Not checked, Basque, Spain.
Let's see.
Not checked. English, India. Not checked. English, UK. Not checked. German, Switzerland. Not checked. German.
Ah.
Not checked. English, UK.
Let's go
Not
down.
checked.
US
English,
is down there.
India. Not checked. English, US.
There we go.
Allardyce style. Language, English, US. Layout, QWERTY. Cancel, add.
Okay, so we're back to that window that has the layout for the has the language selection and the keyboard layout. Of course, now we have US in the drop down for the language choice, and
add style.
To confirm, here we go.
English, US.
And then next drop down
Tap
box.
To change drop down list, QWERTY.
Here's the QWERTY,
and
change. We need to tap right here to go choose the PC layout. So let's tap here.
Alert layout.
All right.
Layout. Checked, QWERTY.
So QWERTY is checked.
Tap to toggle.
And let's go down.
Not checked, QWERTZ.
We're looking for PC.
Tap to toggle. Not checked, AZERTY.
Let's go down.
Tap, not checked, VORJAK.
Let's go down.
Not checked, COLIMAC.
Let's go down.
Not checked, PC.
That's what we want, so I'm going to tap on it.
Allardyce style, language, English, US, layout, PC, cancel, add.
So that brings us back to the screen with the two drop-down boxes, and this time we have the language selection as US English and the layout as PC. So to confirm, let's go over one more.
Drop-down list, English, US.
There's our language.
Tap
go
to
down.
Chain, drop-down list, PC.
All right. So now we're ready to either add or cancel. So we got
cancel button.
Cancel and
add button.
And since that's what we want to do, we're going to tap on the add button.
Alert custom input styles. Your custom input style needs to be enabled before you start using it. Do you want to enable it now? Not now. Enable.
So we got a dialogue asking us whether or not we want to enable the layout we just selected. And of course, that's what we want to do. So we're not going to choose that, not now, but instead we're going to choose enable.
Not now button. Enable button.
There we go. So let's tap on that.
Tap to Google keyboard.
All right. So that brings us back to where we first chose the Google keyboard and went into the Google keyboard settings. But here's an important thing we need to hear in this window. We need to uncheck where it says use system language settings, and also check the one that will say the PC layout, and also uncheck the one that would simply say US English. So let's see what the state that these things are in right now.
Use system language, switch, checked.
So we need to uncheck
Tap
that.
To not checked.
All right, so let's go down.
Active input methods.
Under active input methods.
English, US, PC, switch, not checked.
Let's check that.
Not checked.
It's actually checked, but it's not.
English, US, PC, switch, checked.
There we go. Now let's go
Tap
down.
To select. English, US, switch, checked.
Now let's uncheck that.
Checked.
Actually, I unchecked it. See, TalkBack
English,
still has a
US,
problem.
Switch, not checked.
There we go. Okay, now we need to go back.
Custom input style.
Or just simply hit the home, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hit the home key, so it takes me back to my home screen.
Folder, word processing.
All right, so now let's see. Get something that will bring text input. So I'm going to go to
folder, word processing.
Maybe word processing. Yeah, let's see what apps we have here in my Word.
Dictionary Premium, Merriam-Webster QuickOffice.
Here's QuickOffice. Let's try QuickOffice, shall we?
QuickOffice.
Okay.
New spreadsheet. New document.
New document.
Alert opening new document docs. QuickOffice. New document. English portrait main keyboard initial caps.
Okay, so that opens up, of course, and is showing my swipe keyboard as my default. And to bring our Google keyboard that we've set as a PC layout, we would have to swipe down from the notification bar, so we'll go tap on change language or change keyboard. So I'm going to swipe down two fingers.
Ongoing notification.
Okay, let's see
change
what.
Change keyboard.
Let's
swipe,
change keyboard.
Swipe plus drag in.
I'm going to tap there.
Document. Alert change keyboard. Choose keyboards. Not checked. Radio
All
button.
Right, so we need
Not
to find
checked.
The one that says.
Radio button. English. US. PC.
That's what
Google
we want,
keyboard.
So tap on that.
New document.
All right, so now we have Google keyboard,
text.
and
Tap
we
to
should
select.
be able to
Tap
see
and hold to long press.
The number right at the top.
Capital I, 7.
There we
Say
have
five,
our there.
Four, three, two,
yeah,
hello.
There we go.
Zero left capital caps 5.
And down here.
Comp period slash shift.
There we go, and to the left.
Capital C, capital A, capital shift, settings, space.
That's it. And that's it. We got our Google keyboard enabled in a PC mode. So that's it, folks. If you have any problems or any questions, you know where to find us right there on iSfree or inclusiveandroid.tk. Once again, this is Warren Carr, and thank you so much for taking your time to listen, and we'll be coming your way again soon. God bless everybody. Have a good one.